on the bottom of Ben Dalin of the days. Omer of Chizna, Shiva Zahavi Beit, the seven types of gold. Zahav, regular gold, the Zahav Tov, a better quality gold. The Zahav Ophir, named on the place where it comes from. The Zahav Mufaz, the Zahav Shachut, the Zahav Sagur, the words you explain why these are called this. The Zahav Parvayim. Zahav is Zahav Tov. How do you know this is a good gold and regular gold? The sea was Zahav Ha'aretzahi Tov. That land, the Zahav was Tov. In other lands, it was just Stam Zahav. Rashi, the Zahav Ha'aretzahi Tov. The Chlaudik is Zahav Stamma. There it was called Zahav Tov. Other places, regular. Zahav Ophir, Dovshi Be'ofir. The Zahav that came from this place. Zahav Mufaz, Shadom Elapaz. Well, she says she dove in the paz, matchiv kemargilis, it shines like a stone. Zav shachut shenit vekechut, it's malleable, and you can sew with it. Zav sagur b'shon shenifta cholachaduyos diskaros. When they start dealing with this gold, all the stores that sell gold close up because nobody wants to buy anything but this special gold. Zav parvayim shedom ledam haparim. It's a reddish gold that looks like the blood of bulls. Rashi shenit v'kachut beishurach, pliable, malleable. Kol achaduyos niskaro she'ein mecher lezav acher beizav. Nobody wants to buy any other gold when they're dealing in this gold. Ravashi omer chamisha hein. Ravashi says only five kinds of gold. The chol chad v'chad is beizav v'zav tov. And each kind has a regular variety and a better variety. So the Zav and the Zav Tov are variations of the other five kinds. Tanya Nami Hachi, Mechol Yom HaYuzahav HaYorok, VaHayom Adam, VaHaynu Zav Parvayim, Shadom L'Adam Parim. On Yom Kippur, they use gold that was red, similar to the blood of the Parim, that was called Dam Parvayim. So there is a kind of gold that's a reddish gold. Tani Nami Haki, Dam Dam Shadom Ladam HaParim Nikra Zam Parvayim. B'divri Ayomim. Okay. B'chol Yom Makriv Prash Shachris, B'chol Yom HaYisadaka V'ayom Daka V'adaka. Every day they made Ketoris in the morning and the evening, and the Ketoris was pulverized. But at Yom Kippur, they would put it back into the grinder and grind it extra thin. Tana Rabbana, Daka, Mount Tamid Lover, Valok Manever, Veshochakti, Menochatek. It said that to all of these be Dak. Lahavi Daka, Menachatek. The Brisker Rav says that it's not a shear in the actual Ketoris, how thin it has to be, because there's no shear what the thinness is. It says Daka, Menachatek means you do it twice. It doesn't have to be in the grade of the ground ketores, but in the fact that you grind it twice. Another achronim argue on him. They show that all the ketores was ground two or three times. But there's a shear of how much is called daka, and what's called daka ben daka. They do the shear. The halok var neamar. Bishel kol yimov sashmanu v'shachakti v'yadav ha'teik. That the ketores only has to be daka. So on Yom Kippur had to be dak min hadak. B'chol yom kohanim only mizrach shel kevesh. No omer mar kol pidum shatu ponim lo yu alo derekim min lemizrach. So we explained in the Mishnah that the kevesh was wide, and if you walked up the mizrach of the kevesh, that was easier to turn to your right when you got up to the top of the mizbeach. That the mizrach was the right side of the kevesh as you went towards the mizbeach. Ela derekim min rashi shu lemizrach. So a kevish bedaru. The kevish was in the south, and you walked north. So kevish yisomachli lipels limin. So when you walked the south kevish, which was you were going north, mizrach was to your right. The hayom only beemtza v'yorid beemtza. Shaila, what the gear says here is hakohen gadol only beemtza v'yorid beemtza, or only all the kohanim would accompany the kohen gadol also go up in the middle of his beach. My time we should follow the kohen gadol. Cover the Kohen Gadol, not only would the Kohen Gadol go up the middle and show that he doesn't have to turn right, a sharp turn. He can walk wherever he wants. He can even make a longer turn. That shows that he can turn from the middle lane. That's even a bigger cover than having to turn from the turning lane. And all the other Kohanim did it on cover for the Kohen Gadol. Rashi Mishum Kvodo, Laharos Chashivuso, Shehu Kibed Bayis, Umakif, Letzorach, Vishlo Letzorach. He can even, walk on the kevesh in a way that's not necessary. He can take a longer route. Because taking a longer route shows that you can do whatever you want. Okay. B'chol yom kohen gadol mekadesh yodav raglov min hakiyor. Right, and today there was a special kiton shel zahav that they used, a special pitcher of gold. My time, mishum kvodok shel kohen gadol, to show the cover of the kohen gadol. They asked, "Lachar, there's a special mitzvah to use the kiyor. Only b'di'evid can you use a kli shoris. So how here on Yom Kippur did they do what was normally b'di'evid just because of the cover of the kohen gadol?" So some say that the kiyor is lav dafka that kli, but it has to be a kli that's miyuchad for washing, to going to the Beis HaMikdash. Because they made the kiyor, they changed the kiyor. They made it with 12 tadim or whatever. So as long as they had a pitcher, that what the stomach klisharis that you use, that was used for other things, now you're using it for washing. But it was made specifically for washing. That has the same din of a kiyor. Okay. B'chol yom hayu shom arba marachos. Every day there were four bonfires on the Mizbeach. Tadur Rabbanan. B'chol yom hayu shtayim marachos. First, Rabbi Yomer says, every day there was two barachos. Vayom shalosh. And today they added an extra one for the ketores that they were going to bring lefnai v'lefni. What were the two that were regular? Achas barachah gedola v'achas barachah shnir shom toras. Every day there was a barachah gedola to burn the korbanos, and a separate small one for bringing the coals to burn the ketores on the Mizbeach HaZahav. The Achas Shemotifim Boba Yom Divrim Yehuda. And on Yom Kippur they added a third one for bringing the coals for the Ketores Lefnai V'Lifni. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Hayom Arba. Rabbi Yossi says every day there were three bonfires, and today they added an extra one. Achas Shalom Aruch Gidolov, Achas Shalom Aruch Shalom Shalom Torah. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on the first two. The big one to burn the korbanos, and the smaller one to bring Ketores in the Heichal. The Achash of Kiyum HaEsh, he adds another one. There was always a small bonfire on the Mizbeach that wasn't used for anything. It was just to keep a eternal fire burning on the Mizbeach. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds that that halacha of Eish Tamid, Tukat al Mizbeach, is not a separate halacha that you need an eternal flame. The halacha is that the bonfire that you write the korbanos should never go out. It should always be burning. But it's not that you need another special one that never goes out. You have to make sure that the one that's what's it called that's used for the korbanos keeps burning. You don't need a separate barucha. The Achas Shemosif Mobiyom, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds that you add an extra, or Rabbi Yossi also holds that you add an extra one for Yom Kippur for the ketores that you bring with Naiv Lifni. Rabbi Meir Omer, B'chol Yom Arba V'Yom Chadesh. And Rabbi Meir's our Mishnah. Every day there were four ma'arachos, and on Yom Kippur there were five. Which are the four? Achas shel ma'aracha gedola, v'achas shel ma'aracha shnir shel toras, v'achas shel kiyum ha'esh. He agrees with Rabbi Yossi with the first three, that the big one for korbanos, the smaller one for the regular toras, and also a third one for kiyum ha'esh, to have a fire, an eternal fire by itself. The achas levar b'dorm shel eslach l'be'erev. There was a fourth bonfire, not for the korbanos that you brought for that day, but the evarim and kedorim that didn't get burnt up on the regular ma'aracha, you moved to this fourth ma'aracha to burn them up, what's it called, to finish the burning. The achas shemosif mobiyom, the fifth one for Yom Kippur, was the one they added to bring the gecholim for the ketores lefnai v'lefni. Right, it's harder for me to talk. They're all about the same time, yeah. Pashtus. Even though they asked by the Mizbeach of the Midbar was a very small thing. How could you have all these things on it? So some say that they were not on all the time. Whenever they needed them, they made another bonfire. They didn't overlap. The Pashtus and the Mikdash, they were all there all at the same time. The Mizbeach was a very big Mizbeach, and there's plenty of room for all these bonfires. Rashi. Shemosif and Lebobayom, Lito Mimena Gechol, Mitoro Shalafnai Velefni. Everybody agrees there was a new separate bonfire for taking from there the coals meaning the burnt wood. The wood turned into charcoal, right? Not like we think, you know, a barbecue with charcoals to begin with. It was wood that they. in order to take the coals for the Ketorah Shel Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Ketorah that went on the outer Mizbeach was the same as ever as all year. Shel Kiyam Ha'esh, Shem Ein Esh, Shel Baruch HaGedol, Miskaber, Mosif Lo Mizeh. You had always a fire to keep the big fire going. In case the fire was going out, the big one, you would make sure that it stayed on from this eternal fire that was on the Mizbeach. Shelo Nisachlu, Shelo Nitnu Ala Barucha, O Nitnu Velo Ispiku Nisachlu. Either a Varim and Ptorim that didn't have a chance to be put onto the fire till evening, or that they didn't burn, and now, what's it called, you found them in the morning not completely burned, so you burned them, what's it called, on this fourth bonfire. The Kule Alma Mias Tarti Islo. Everybody holds that there were at least two bonfires. Rabbi Yossi holds there was three, Rabbi Meir holds there were four. But everybody agrees with the first two. There was a Baruch HaGedola, and there was a Baruch HaShniyah Shel Ketores. So, Benavar, how do you know that there had to be even two bonfires? Amar Kra, Hi Ha'ola, Al Mokdol, Mishmeach, Kol Alayla, Zu Baruch HaGedola. The Mokade, right, the original bonfire is the one you burned the Karbonos on. That's clearly the first one. Everybody agrees to that. And there's another pasuk: the Eish Hamizbeach Tukadbo Zuma Rocha Shokshniyah Shoktoris. Then it says over in the pasuk: the Eish Hamizbeach Tukadbo. That's a different Eish. That's the second one you need to bring the Torahs from. Rashi. For Rabbi Yossi, so that's everybody agrees to the first two. And that's what we learn from. Rabbi Yossi Kiyum HaEish Menalei. Where does Rabbi Yossi know the third one? That you need an eternal fire burning to keep the first fire going in case it starts to go out. Mafkilei the HaEish Al Mizbeach Tukadbo. Says again, the HaEish Al Mizbeach Tukadbo, another Tukad. So there's Mokad, Tukad, another Tukad. So all of those represent different bonfires. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? The Ha'esh al Mizbeach Tukadbo. He only holds his two Marachas regularly. So why doesn't he add a third one? Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Lahatzosis Alisahu, the Asa. That comes not to tell me you need another bonfire, but that the kindling wood that you use to light the bonfires on the Mizbeach had to be done on the Mizbeach. Not that you need to make another bonfire of kindling wood. But when you kindle the bonfires on the Mizbeach, the kindling has to be on the Mizbeach too. You can't light the kindling wood underneath and then bring it up to the Mizbeach or throw it up to the Mizbeach or whatever. You had to light it on the Mizbeach too. To Tanya, Hoyer Yehuda Omer, Menayin L'Hatzotzes Alisa Shalotei Ela Barosh Shalom Shalom Mizbeach. How do you know that the kindling of the bonfires, right, when you light the wood to kindle the bonfires, that had to be on the Mizbeach too. Tabim Lomer, Vicho Eish, on the Mizbeach too, Kadmo. The Eish that you're putting on the Mizbeach should be lit on it, not down and then bring it up. Rashi, Halatzotzis Halisa, Lahatzis Bohen, or Maroch and Gedola. When you light the main bonfire, and you have to use little wood shavings or whatever to kindle it, kindling wood, right? Alisa kismim dakim. There are shavings, little splinters of wood that you use for kindling. So that's what he learns from that pasuk. Not that you need a new bonfire, but the kindling of the bonfire has to be on the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Menayin Sha'osu Maroch Lekiyum Ha'esh. Rabbi Yossi said, where do you know that you need a third bonfire? Tavon Lomer Ve'ha'esh Al Mizbeach Tukad Bo. No, he learns from that pasuk that you need a third Maroch. So where does he know, Rabbi Yossi, Hatzotzis Alis Bevedoli, where does he know that you have to kindle the bonfires on the Mizbeach itself? Nafkele Mehechel and Nafkele Rav Shimon. He learns it the same place that Rav Shimon learns it. The Tanya, the Nosnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al Mizbeach. B'nei Aaron HaKohen put the fire on the Mizbeach. Limein Al Hatzotzis Alisa, Shalom Te'elam HaKohen Kosher, Uvikli Shoris Din Rabbi Yehuda. From here we learn that a Kohen has to light the fire on the Mizbeach. He has to be a Kohen, and he has to be in his Big Day Kahuna. Otherwise, he's never did a Kohen. Lama should have Volda to light the fire. Omer lo Reb Shimon, the Chital al Daitcha Shezor Karv al Mizbeach. What do I need to be told that a Kohen has to light the fire on the Mizbeach? Can anybody but a Kohen go up on the Mizbeach? A Zor is surely not allowed to go up on the Mizbeach. and you have to light the fire on the Mizbeach. So if you have to light it on the Mizbeach, it's obviously you have to be done by a Kohen who's dressed in Bigdei Kohanim. And the Libet al Atzofsus Alisa Shalotei al Barosh Shal Mizbeach comes to tell me a more fundamental halacha, and the mainly you know the other one, that the kindling of the fire has to be on the Mizbeach. And the mainly you need a Kohen. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi had such a salisa benolei shetehei baroshes shom mizbeach. How does Rabbi Yossi know that you have to light, kindle the fire on the mizbeach? Velo yotzis ala ritzbo v'yaleim kishehei dolkin on the mizbeach. Light it down and then bring it up while it's burning. No, you have to kindle the kindling wood on the mizbeach itself. Uvekli sharish melvush begdei kohuna. He has to be dressed in Bigdei Kohuna, not only a Kohen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says we learn from the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? The Nosnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Ishal Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't need to be told that it has to be a Kohen. The Chital Al Daitcha, the Achra Shatan Lamed Min HaEishal Mizbeach Tukad Bo, Shea Barosh Ishal Mizbeach. Since you learn from a different Pasuk, the HaEishal Mizbeach Tukad Bo, that you have to kindle the fire on the Mizbeach, why do you need another Pasuk to tell me it has to be a Kohen? Of course it has to be a Kohen. Who else is going to go on the Mizbeach? Klum Utrachta L'mikra Zer La'atid HaKohen? The Chisei Thal Alev Shezor Karev L'gad Mizbeach? V'lo Nebar Ach El Kli HaKodesh El Mizbeach? Lo Yikrav Therish. So you learn that you have to kindle the fire on the Mizbeach, don't need a Pasuk to tell me you need a Kohen to do it. You can learn that from your Pasuk. But you're right, you need this pasuk for that. But not because you have to be told it's a Kohen, because I hold you don't learn from that other pasuk, Reb Shimon says, that you have to light the bonfire on the Mizbeach. I learn from that pasuk, like Reb Yossi, that you need a third maracha for Kiyum HaEsh. Bemela, we have no pasuk that tells me you have to light the kindling on the Mizbeach. That's this pasuk. This pasuk says you need a Kohen. Why? Because it has to be done on the Mizbeach. And the other pasuk, I disagree with you. We don't learn that it has to be on the Mizbeach from the other pasuk. The Ha'esh on the Mizbeach, Tukad Bo, because that pasuk, Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yossi, that you need for the third maracha of a constant, eternal fire to keep the main fires going. The Kohuna Nixim Haikra the Gufei Shrikla. Should the Sinus A Shrikla Kohen, the Lo Yitleda Zor of Yisrukelo Mizbeach. And you need to tell me a Kohen has to do it because you have to do it on the Mizbeach. You can't do it on the floor and throw it up, and then even a Zor can do it. So you need a Kohen. But not that we learn over here you need a Kohen. We learn that it has to be on the Mizbeach, but maybe we need a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda. I was Rabbi Yehuda do what's it called? Itake is right. If you have a pasuk ready that says it has to be on the top of the Mizbeach, then why do I need another pasuk to tell me it has to be a Kohen? So it must be that first pasuk is not to tell me that it has to be on top of the Mizbeach, but that pasuk occurs for a third maracha. Where it says, no, imi hasu haviyamina, koya ara, v'avim b'mafucha. Enochinami, the fire, the kindling wood has to be on top of the Mizbeach. But who said that the person who's kindling it has to be on the top of the Mizbeach? Maybe he'll take a big bellows, right, and one of these long, igniters, stand on the floor, and ignite it when the wood's on the Mizbeach. So a Zohar could do that too. That's what I have to know. Not only does the kindling have to be on the Mizbeach, the person who's kindling it has to be a Kohen dressed in Bigdei Kohuna on the Mizbeach. That's the two psukim, according to Yehuda. But there's no pasuk to tell me you need a third maracha for Kiyum HaEsh. Kamash Malad, both psukim. One, that the kindling wood has to be on the Mizbeach. And the second, that the person who's kindling it also has to be on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Meir, Evarim Uptorim Shalom Sachu Be'er of Benoli. Rabbi Meir adds a fourth, maracha. For Evarim Uptorim that didn't get burned during the day. They have to be re-put onto another fire to burn them. Where does he learn that? Nafkilei mi v'esh. The esh tukad. The vav. He learns it for the extra vav. Rabbanon, vav lo darshi. And the Rabbanon, what's it called? Don't darshi that vav. So he has a fourth maracha every day. One for the evar muktarim shalom sachlu. Rabbanon, evar muktarim shalom sachlu mi ba'er of my oven lohu. What did the Rabbanan do with things that didn't burn on the major bonfire of the Mizbeach? What do you do with them? You don't have another fire to burn them on. You put it back on the major fire. They didn't burn them once, so try again. Titania, Benayin, Levarim, Ptorim, Shalom, Sachlim, Erev, Shesodron, Algame, Mizbeach, right? That you put it back on the Mizbeach. And there's not enough room, because now you have today's karbanos, you don't have room for yesterday's karbanos too. Then sovdum al kevesh al gabei asovig. You put them on the sovig, or you put them on the kevesh al shiata marachin dola the sovdum, until you have room on the major bonfire, because you've now burnt up a lot of the karbanos from today. Then you put yesterday's karbanos back on that place. See. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Imei Hasa Miha Eish Ala Mizbeach, Afal Gav Nishamina Mina, Shatsasas Barosha Mizbeach, even though we have a passage that tells me that you have to kindle the fire on the Mizbeach, Lo Shamina Nipsula Mizar. I wouldn't know that a Zar is possible. I have a Mina, Koi Zara Ara, because I would think you could do the following. The Zar could be on the ground, not kindle the wood on the ground and throw it up, like we said before. V'ovim Mapucha. But he kindles it on the Mizbeach from on the ground. And then, you're Mekayim, Hatzos, Samis, and Barosh, from Mizbeach. So I need another pasuk to tell me that it has to be Dafka or Kohen, and he has to do with Dafka on the Mizbeach. Menolei Deboi Maracha, where is the mayor? No, you need a fourth Maracha. Dafka Lei, Mi Ve'esh, Vav Tarashi. Tarashi is the extra Vav, and the Rabbanan don't Tarashi that Vav.